This summer's hot, dry weather has left Northwest apple growers hurting for water to irrigate their orchards. It's a hint at what's predicted as the climate continues to warm. That's why a drought plan for Washington's Yakima Basin is being worked up. It calls for a mountain lake to be partially drained to provide more water for agriculture. That struck a nerve with some conservation groups and homeowners. As part of our reservoir series, reporter Courtney Flatt visited Cochise Lake and brings us this report.
Bill Campbell stands at the edge of Cochise Lake. It's in the Cascades, near the summit of Snoqualmie Pass. The volunteer firefighter lives here year-round, on the lake's shoreline. He walks with fellow homeowner Grant Learned to the waterfront, a short distance from Campbell's home.
And it was created by glaciers over millennia. That created a lake that was 400 feet deep at its deepest.
The view of the crystal blue lake sparkles from large bay windows in his home. In the summertime, boaters line up at a nearby dock early, around sunrise, to find a spot to park their tow vehicles close to the popular lake. But that could all soon change if a water plan for the Yakima Basin becomes a reality. It's a plan Campbell opposes. It's a sort of unexpected twist. Reservoirs are being proposed for Washington's Olympic Peninsula and Yakima Basin. But here at Cochise Lake, these cabins won't be flooded for expanded storage capacity. They could soon be sitting on mud flats.
You would not be able to see the water because it drops off so steeply if you were standing up there like the Grand Canyon.
Campbell and others around the lake foresee a long list of problems besides the property value drops they expect. Once there's much less water in the lake, they say it could be less hospitable for threatened bull trout that need enough water to reach their spawning grounds and adjoining streams. Critics also worry that fighting fires could become more difficult if hoses no longer reach the water, not to mention other economic and environmental concerns conservation groups have raised about the plan as a whole. But government officials say draining Cochise Lake is one of the most important steps in getting water to irrigation districts and crops downstream during drought years. Its water will be pumped into the Cochise River. Eventually, that water will flow downriver and into canals that growers use to irrigate their crops. Wendy Christensen is with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. She says water from Cochise Lake could play a big role in drought years for fruit growers and other irrigators.
There's people that are taking out their trees. They're just not able to water them enough late in the season to make it work for next year. So, it's the difference between being able to sustain an orchard or not.
To get environmental groups and tribal leaders to agree to the water plan, there had to be a few deals for environmental improvements in other parts of the region. There was the purchase of a community forest in central Washington and improvements to help endangered salmon get past dams at Lake Cle Elum. Christensen says it's going to be crucial to find a way to deal with the predicted loss of snowpack, which acts like an extra natural reservoir in Washington's mountains. To do that, she says, Cochise Lake will need to be partially drained.
So we're not talking about new agriculture or any additional acres. We're talking about shoring up our existing supplies to meet the existing demands.
Grant Learned also owns a home on Cochise Lake. He says more steps need to be taken before the massive $5 billion plan takes shape. For one thing, he says people need to start conserving more water.
If we might need more water, how about if we simply use less and require people to use less?
He says draining Cochise Lake should not be the first step. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.